Oh my God.
What you just heard was Ein Sof R, The Limitless Light, here on Open Windows Show on KeelRadio.org. This is the Ustad, and I've got Steve Barada lying on the ground, tripping out to the music. And oh my God, that was like that was better than the Eno Mobius Rodelius Plunk stuff.
Well, thank you. Very kind of you to say.
That's
fucking zen enough for you?
That was fucking zen. That's what I demanded earlier. I want fucking zen. So, Sander, real fast, we don't have a lot of time because Straight Ahead Show is going to be coming on really soon. Hassan Jamal is going to be in tonight. He's a really great guy. He said there's a lot to talk about with the political shit going on, but I'm going to let Sander say a few words. What do you have to say about the performance you just did?
I look forward to hearing the recording. It was fun. When we play together, I have no idea what we do. It just happens, and then I listen to it later. I'm like, oh, that's what it was. Okay, cool.
Really?
But
you don't know what you're doing.
Not at all. No, I try not to think about it too much. It just gets in the way.
Do you? What do you think about it, Steve?
You read my mind. I was listening, and it was. I would say it was very calming. I was listening with my eyes closed. I guess the expression is zen, if you want to. It was very calming for me.
Fucking
and it
zen.
Was also, it was tribal. I get a really sense of tribal.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I try to connect with my tribal roots, you know. you can't really tell, you know, from the radio here, my voice, but yeah, I'm pretty tribal.
How do you connect with your tribal roots out here? Tell me, I need some advice. I mean,
well, you know, like the drum loop that Carl played earlier was something that we used for a track called On This Road. And I was trying to evoke some sort of slightly North African or Middle Eastern.
You got
not
the
exactly.
Frame drum going.
Yeah, and
frame
I was using a baking sheet. For that. So,
introduce the other person in the room, Carl F. Off. Welcome.
That's me.
It's your first time playing on Kill Radio as well, right?
So awesome. This place is so amazing. God, it's
I feel like
zen.
I'm in a shrine here. It's amazing to be surrounded by all this history and all this this amazing.
I've always wanted
these relics
to play on this
of
so
awesomeness.
Amazing. I mean, on this radio station.
Yeah.
Fuck,
isn't
so
it great?
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's an awesome place, man. It's an awesome place. Really good place to hang out.
Steve and I have had a really good run too. You know, next week we've got Endometrium Cunt Plow, who I don't know if you've heard. You know, he's listening right now too.
Uh oh.
Yeah, you've had some amazing artists on.
Is he fucking zen too?
Yeah, he is fucking zen.
Zen's the name of his girlfriend.
What?
Wait a minute. You can. All right, yeah, it's silly. We love it.
Well,
like
we were
going
to talk about some political stuff too. I think Carl and I.
What were we going to say?
Yeah, well, you know, we were going to dedicate this performance to the soldiers in Iraq, you know, who are serving the country here, you know, over there, trying to make us all free, you know. So, but you know, actually, I'm just glad to be here. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, because, I mean, it's a little bit early, but it's a good 4th of July kind of a theme, or anti-4th of July. Excuse me, sarcasm, but yeah, it's like an anti-4th of July.
I just wanted to mention something about the performance. The amazing thing is that I got one of these phones, but what I've been able to transfer is, like, I got all these old... 78 recordings that people recorded on these Recordios back in like 1940s, 1946. And that particular one was one that I found. My cousin Ed's daughter gave me a bunch of records, and it was like Floyd and Hendrix mixed in with some fucking Journey or whatever, you know. some nonsense and some good stuff. And then in the middle was this Recordio record.
Don't
and I've been
stop
collecting
believing.
Recordios for some time. And it's cousin Ed, you know, talking and singing on this recording.
As a little kid, right?
As a little kid. Oh. 1946. And his mom's on there. His dad.
That's
it's like,
what that was?
Yeah. And I recorded. I transferred a CD and I took it to him. And I'm like, here's your mother's voice and your father's voice and your grandfather's voice that you haven't heard in some of them in 40 years, 50 years. Like, you know what I mean? There's no recordings existing of these people. So, you know, that was kind of phenomenal. And, you know, and Ed's like the only person alive. His brother's passed, you know. He's the only one alive on there, so. And anyway, so that's what those recordings were. And,
yeah, they had a really nice quality to them. There was a definite sort of historical flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one that's halfway through, Eddie drops out and President Truman comes on.
What?
start talking about, you know, supporting troops overseas or something.
See, it all goes back to that's exactly. See?
Back to the political.
What was that thing? William Blake, I heard his name mentioned.
Oh, that was a Tiger. That was outcuts from Brigham Young University recording of, it's a poetry recording of different poems, and they kind of dissect them and explain them. But Sander and I had used them in a song, Tiger.
Yeah.
We used the samples in there, so.
Was that song ever released?
Yeah, that was on the
Oxfam
comp. Yeah.
Oh, that's on that one.
That's on that one. You're on there too.
Because for some reason,
the Fakirs are on there.
Be on the next album. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That'll
that's
be on the next album too.
Yeah, and it's funny because I love that track. Not to sound immodest, but you know, Carl, what you did with the way that you sort of recontextualized what she was saying, mixing some of the commentary with some of the poetry and all that. It's just a kind of a. It has a really beautiful feeling to it and. The quality of the album, the vinyl, it's so crackly and poppy. I love it. And as you know, I was inspired by it to use those clicks and pops for the third track that we made, using those clicks and pops to create like a 4-against-7 rhythm that wound up turning into this jazz odyssey.
It's like an Indian jazz odyssey.
Yeah.
There's a tabla player on there.
And yeah, and some Vedic vocalizing. Yeah.
Oh, I love that stuff.
So what?
Yeah, there is that. We joked about the Zen thing, and when we were talking about you're using Vedic like stuff and Middle Eastern. I mean, was that like an important element for you guys? I mean, I know. I mean, that's the loaded question because we already. That's our whole thing anyway.
Dealt with that. Yeah, definitely. We're definitely spiritual in many ways. This particular recording, Sander happened to meet a fellow that was able to record some tablas for us and do some of that chanting. It was the first person I've ever been involved with. I mean, you did the recording and everything, but just to be part of the whole picture that was actually doing Vedic chanting, like, that was just absolutely amazing. It was.
Yeah, and you know, the thing for me was sitting this is a, you know, just a white normal like Southern California guy who his main gig is playing at Hindu temples.
What?
Yeah. So he's a Vedic percussionist professionally and he plays at Vedic temples all over Southern California.
What's that other instrument that he plays, the mindangram? Or?
Don't ask, it is.
Mirdingam.
Yeah. It's a much. It's sort of like a double tabla.
Mirdingam.
Okay. I'm probably not saying it right either. But there's some of my students talking. I learned how to play that. And I'm like,
I think
what?
I might have some of that.
So I sat him down and I had my cell phone and I had these clicks and pops that I had structured into a 4-against-7 rhythm. And I gave him some earbuds, and he sat there listening to this pattern, and I held my Zoom H4, and he played two takes on the tabla. And it was all I could do to, like, not fall over while I was listening to him play, because he's just so phenomenal. And if you listen to it at the very, very end of the track, his tabla comes in and then there's some water, like splashy water sounds that come in, and it's almost like you can't tell where he ends and the water begins. It's just it's so fluid. It's so organic. I love it. I love it. So I was very happy to work with him. And then I also worked with a jazz drummer by the name of Alan Cook, who's an amazing jazz percussionist. And
it's a little bit of that recording.
Who's that playing?
That's Brian Campbell is his name. Brian Campbell, yeah.
You should have him on the radio.
Yes, we need to get him on.
And that's the thing is, like, he'd never actually played with any regular, like, Western musicians before. You know, he doesn't do it. He doesn't play with jazz guys. He doesn't play with rock guys. He just does the Vedic music. That's it, you know. And he was like, you really want me to do this for that? And I'm like, yeah, man.
He found that.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
He thought that doing any kind of fusion thing was kind of odd.
It was just outside
that's
of
the
his.
Reaction you got. Yeah.
It was just like, okay.
Are you sure he wanted? That's weird.
So, yeah, but it was very, very cool, you know. You know, it was two takes on the tabla, one take on the other drum, and then he did the vocal thing. And I, the performance that you hear on the recording, I chopped it all up and aligned it with the clicks and the pops. So it kind of supports that.
Yeah.
But so it's a fun track. I really like it.
So cool.
It's beautiful. Next Science Top 4 album.
When's that coming out?
We've got to work on some more material, I think.
Well, I was thinking, you know, we should just put our own LP out. That's what I think.
Put our own LP out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we can do that. I think we're going to go look to kids.
One thing about this program is I love putting people on the spot. I'm going to do it right now. Maybe you guys, like, get the whole thing together and let us know and you can premiere it right here.
Sure.
You got it. You got it. You got it.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm totally in.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Do you want to? I mean, you're talking about playing the track here.
What
the release?
But it'd be like a world premiere of the whole thing. I mean, not just the track, but your.
He can pull it off his phone right now.
Yeah, I could.
Oh.
Do we have time for that?
Is it just a track or a whole CD that you're talking about?
Son's not here.
He's gonna come burst into that door at some point, but I say we take us out with that.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a
right
here. You have stereo, Ethan.
Yep, right here. Cool.
Okay, so is there anything else you need to say before say goodbye? Shout outs
to anybody.
Name of the track.
Sure. Let me I'll be a human sacrifice. I'll stand by the door.
What?
Never mind. I said I'll be the human sacrifice. I'll stand by the door when he comes.
Wow. He stands up for the show.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. It'll just take a second here.
Yeah, no worries. We can just continue blabbing about stuff.
Blabbing.
So, but what else musically? What else is going on?
What else is going on?
Yeah.
Well, we have a Deglet Norfolk Years record that's going to be coming out soon, right?
That is true. Yes, that is true. The artwork is almost done.
Nice.
I'm very excited about that. I actually played a solo gig last night.
How was
over
that?
Over at the Irisphere Gallery. You know, Carrie Nova. Carrie from not Astronomas. Carrie from Nova Express.
Nova Express on Fairfax.
That pizza place. Yeah, I miss it. We all miss it. But
it's not
he's got a gallery.
Place, though. It's just a whole experience, right?
He's got a gallery. So I played a gig there.
Hey, look, the sculpture you posted was really cool.
Oh, wasn't that cool?
That was amazing.
Okay, here it goes. World premiere. Did I give him the name of the track?
The Ruling Affection. Get
Thank you.